Now, let me ask you this as a newsman. So with all this panic about the avian flu, what do you think the media would do in this country if the CDC said, now, don't, remember that, 36,000 people have died in this country every year because of the flu. What do you think the media would do with the avian flu story if the CDC held a news conference and said, this year, 500 people died from the avian flu in the United States? They would blow that story out of proportion.
There would be runs on banks, runs on grocery stores, Lexus driving yuppies running off the road, freaking out, jumping out of buildings. They have, and George, I got to commend you. And again, it's good to see somebody not going along with this. So there are two or three cases. We're going to end up having lockdowns of whole cities, just like with SARS. And all of this sets this precedent for a police state. You talk about a conspiracy theory. I heard on this show that we're on right now, Coast to Coast AM, 2 months ago from your guest, and it's since been totally confirmed, that Rumsfeld and a bunch of other administration officials are making hundreds of millions a piece off this. Now, 2 months later, it's all over major newspapers, Fortune magazine, CNN, Associated Press. So for the listeners out there, we're not even trying to toot our horns. This is, it's not that hard. I think the old line mainstream media is just incredibly lazy or incredibly stupid, and their corporate handlers just at certain levels don't want the truth getting out. But these are the type of, quote, conspiracy theories that we can prove, that we can demonstrate. You know, usually, you know, you've got a great guest coming up the next hour about war with China. Well, you want to talk about a conspiracy theory? Our government in the early 70s went in there, set the policy that we're following today, made a deal with the communist Chinese, have sold off most of our industry to them, have given them the latest weapons. And it's not just Bill Clinton. I mean, Bill Clinton gave them some of the supercomputers. Bush took all the restrictions off. And literally, the CFR and other globalist organizations openly, in their own public white papers, say, hey, America's gone. We're transferring all the power to China. They're going to be the superpower. They're already writing our obituary. And then the same elites that are doing this then stand around and tell me to give up my freedoms because we're in a fight against the communist Chinese. So that's a conspiracy we could talk about all night long.
Well, there's no question that the Illuminati, and I'll coin that phrase for them because it's easy to understand who they may be. The Illuminati wants to change our form of government. And there's a fight here. There's a fight between good and bad, evil and good people. The United Nations trying to take control of the internet. There's something going on here, Alex. They want this for some reason. It's just another piece of a big puzzle.
Well, to boil it down geopolitically, America's good. Bush is just a puppet. Clinton was a puppet, and they're going to let all the truth come out about 9/11. They're going to let all the truth come out about the corruption, the lies, but it's going to stop at Bush. They're not going to let you know about the handlers up above that are actually running these operations. Then America gets demonized out of this. Europe rises, China rises, but that's because the elite has decided, hey, China, you're good. You've got mobile execution vans. You kill millions of babies every year and sell us their organs and body parts. You're the model. You've enslaved your people. You've done a good job. So we're going to hand you the baton, and America, we're going to shut you down because you've had too much freedom and you're spoiled rotten and you don't deserve this freedom, and we're going to get rid of your middle class. China and India and all these countries are being used to literally leverage us with billions of people who are great folks. I love the Chinese and Indian people, but they're literally being used as sandbags to drive down our wages, to shut down our economy. They're leaning against us. It's like two big boxers leaning on us, driving us down to the mat. And we've got this elite that is managing all these different geopolitical factors, and we're busy looking at Bush and Gore and you know, Tony Blair and all these people in the last 10 years. Meanwhile, they're just little bitty nothings in the wider spectrum.
Well, Alex, you know, I use a simple phrase whenever I go into my direction, and that's follow the money. Who benefits? Who profits? And I think if you look at any major episode that occurs first and then ask that question, try to solve that question. If you can't, then it's probably something that really occurred, a natural disaster, some horrible event. But if you begin to find out that there are people within government, there are people above government who are profiting off events that occur when you ask that question, then you can say to yourself, this isn't just a conspiracy anymore. It's real. It's happening.
Well, George, you're dead on. Exactly. I mean, so many times people that I know jump the gun and immediately are saying it's a conspiracy, and a lot of times it's not. Many times it is just a natural occurrence. It is a social movement. But and then those get examined, and then it discredits anybody who ever asks questions. No, we need to be serious. We need to be focused. We need to be deliberative about this. But that's what the police do. That's what the FBI does. You look at the motive, and in almost every case, the individual that has the motive, if it was deliberate, it is a conspiracy. I mean, there are millions of charges a year in the Western world of conspiracy to defraud, conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to embezzle. We know conspiracy is real, so how have we somehow been conditioned that that when we hear the word conspiracy, we switch off? Look, the famous muckrakers, the journalists who were exposing corruption of 100 years ago, I mean, they were the stars. They were the NBA basketball and NFL football players of 1900. They were the reporters, the gumshoes, the investigators out there, and they were a beachhead against tyranny. They were an insurance policy. And the elites bought up the newspapers. They bought up the modes of communication, and we lost that, and we got tyranny. Now that alternative press is coming back, and it's challenging the dominant control press, and we're in the middle of a renaissance right now.